Hi, I'm Marla Prather, curator of modern and contemporary art, and we're looking at this majestic canvas by Jackson Pollock titled Autumn Rhythm, number 30 from 1950. Pollock made this painting in his small, cluttered studio in Springs at the east end of Long Island. It was the last major painting of the summer, early fall in 1950, and it was made over a two-day period. Given its scale, 17 and a half feet wide, that's really a rather remarkable accomplishment to be made in 2 days. So Pollock spread his unsized canvas onto the floor with not much room around it to move in the small studio, and he started at the right using black enamel. And with very intense concentration, astonishing control, a cigarette usually dangling from his lips, he pulled a loaded brush out of a can of paint, leaned forward, stepping around the canvas, sometimes stepping into the canvas with his shoes on, and would fling paint with great arcs of his arms or short staccato movements. As he said, the brush doesn't touch the canvas. And he wanted the power of the painting to stretch from top to bottom and from edge to edge in what we call a kind of all-overness. And what Pollock really created was a kind of powerful, intense, personal calligraphy. Pollock was a leading member of the Abstract Expressionist School, or New York School, which developed mid-century. And he was associated with the gestural side of this movement. And for Pollock, that meant developing his very personal drip style.